In this episode, I'm going to talk about the ongoing comparisons between Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Obviously, they've never played against each other because they played in totally different eras, and Michael Jordan played in the 90s, and LeBron is still playing, and he's been playing since the 2000s. LeBron was always a good player. He started out as the first pick in the draft, coming straight out of high school. And Michael Jordan, he was the second, I believe, coming out of... He played 4 years in college, and as in his rookie year, he had a really good year, as he averaged 28 points, 2.5 steals, 6 assists, and almost a block. And for LeBron, he averaged in his rookie year a good 20. He averaged about 20 points with 6 assists, 1.5 steals, 0.7 blocks. They have both played really well, as LeBron has made almost an all-star every single year except his rookie year. And Michael Jordan played an all-star every single year except the 1994-1995 season. And his averages as a career has been about 30 points. Unlike LeBron, he's averaging about 27 for his career. That's still pretty good for a good player, because LeBron can do everything. But with Michael Jordan, he played in a more of a defensive era, which in the 90s was one arguably one of the most defensive eras. Compared to LeBron, he's playing in the one most least defensive eras. And for LeBron Jordan to still average 30 points in one of the most defensive eras, I'd say that's still pretty good, giving him a good advantage on the greatest player, on the greater player. And let's talk about they're both Hall of Fame players. Michael Jordan has a 10-time scoring champion, 6-time NBA, 9-time all defensive, 3-time MVP. He was a 5-time MVP, 3-time All-Star MVP, 6 times Finals MVP. He was Rookie of the Year. He's won Defensive Player of the Year. And 3-time steals champion with 14 All-Star appearances. As for LeBron, he's a 3-time NBA champion, 4-time MVP. He's won Rookie of the Year, 4-time First Team All-NBA. He has not won a Defensive Player of the Year, but he's been in the All-Defensive 6 times. And a 14-time All-Star, and he was only the scoring champion in 07. And when they played in their teams, however, their teams have played pretty well. And Michael Jordan, his first couple teams, when he was first in the league. In Michael Jordan's first season, he lost into the first round, and he kept losing to the first round until in 88, when he made it to the conference semifinals. He lost. Next year after that, he made it to the conference finals. And then it wasn't until 1990-91, that season is when he went on a three-peat. And then after his three-peat, he went on to pursue a career in baseball. Comes back 2 years later, goes another three-peat. And then he retires once again. And he comes back joining the Washington Wizards. And that's a whole different thing. But for the time that he was with the Chicago Bulls, they had, for the first 3 seasons, they had a losing record. But after that, they had a fairly good record, and their best record was 72-10, which is the second best record ever in the NBA. And for LeBron, his team, in his first year, he made it into the playoffs. Wait, he did not make the playoffs his first year. He did not make the playoffs his first year until 06, when he made it to the conference semifinals in the East. And then The next year, he brought his team to the finals, but ended up losing because their team was not as good as they were. A good final team, because they were going against a really good team. They had two losing records with LeBron, and then ever since, they turned around, and every single year LeBron was on their team, they won about 50 games, which is really good for a player. They had great team success. Same thing with LeBron, with Michael Jordan. In my opinion, I feel Michael Jordan is still better due to his overall accolades, team success. His stats were just amazing, especially playing in the 90s, one of the most defensive times. And I'd say, in my opinion, after all these, I'd say LeBron, I mean, Michael Jordan is, in my opinion, the better player. You can tell me, let me decide. You can decide on who you believe is the better player. And that's it.